In 2015, Chinese tourists spent around $6.2 billion, which accounted for 21% of all money spent by overseas travellers. A business that is feeling the pressure to keep up with demand is Bridgestow Lavender Estate in Tasmania. The tourist attraction sees around 65,000 visitors annually, of which over 70% of people are of Chinese heritage. The farm's success all began with one single post on Chinese social media of a celebrity hugging a lavender bear named Bobby. On the Money, producer Amy Tong spoke with Managing Director of Bridgestow Lavender Estate, Robert Ravens, about his success and the impacts of Chinese tourism on his business.
He's dependent upon a successful pull with China.
Chinese millennials, they're becoming increasingly connected through social media.
Oh, yes.
And actually, over 90% of Chinese internet users like engage in social media. So just giving our listeners like some context to the story of Bobby the Bear, you know, how did it all start? Like, what exactly happened on social media?
We were looking for a way to creatively use our dried lavender flower. We came up with a bear model about 8 years ago now, which we experimented with, and it was very successful in a very modest sort of way. And then a famous chef came from Hong Kong, and he loved the bear and was he's a very quirky looking guy. He's sort of young, energetic, sort of shaves his head and wears white Prada glasses, and he was photographed in our beautiful lavender fields with the bear on his head. And that went back to Hong Kong, and that became a real talking point, a media point in Hong Kong. All of a sudden, people from Hong Kong were starting to look to acquire the bear, and it caused the early adoption of the bear in Hong Kong. Then it spread into Sydney, then into Tasmania generically, and then Chinese actor, in the first instance, a Chinese media personality called Li Chen, found the bear in Salamanca and took it back to China, and he introduced it to his friends Fan Bingbing and some of the media celebrities in Shanghai. And one of those celebrities said, you know, the bear was more fun in bed on a cold winter's night than, you know, whatever. And the whole thing took off in another direction then, and the fake industry started, and, you know, the thing became a global sensation through social media.
Speaking about the power of the Chinese market, clearly it has affected you massively, but has it really affected tourism in Tasmania as a whole?
Yes. In both Australia and Tasmania, we were conscious of the fact that many people were prompted to visit Australia and Tasmania particularly because of the notoriety of the bear. So it's been a major draw card to encourage people to visit Tasmania particularly, and our site, of course.
And, you know, just speaking about business now, can you actually tell us a little bit about the manufacturing of these bears and the process behind them?
Well, we have the fabric made in very large quantities in China. We have the rough cut of the bear made, and then we bring it to our farm, and the ladies, we have a workroom, which is mostly very capable ladies, but come in and they stuff the bear and sew it up, and then it goes onto our shelf for sale.
Are you actually like planning to manufacture off-site anytime soon?
Never. Because the world is buying authenticity. They want to know it's the real thing, and that's why it's so important for us to maintain a standard and a fragrance that no one else can match. And we can only do that by making it where we do. So we limit the quantities, and it's a way of encouraging people to visit us and visit Tasmania as well.
How are you possibly keeping up with the demand, though?
Oh, we're not. We don't try.
Oh, you don't try to?
No. We demand could be hundreds and hundreds of thousands, and we cap our demand. Of course, we insist that the real product has only our dried lavender in it, and you can smell the fragrance of our product is so unique that you can educate people to pick the very best, and that's why they choose ours.
Definitely. But surely you must have had some really angry customers coming to
the farm. Oh, yes. It doesn't always go smoothly. No, we've had people were trying to mass buy and take them back to China, and we discourage that. Now, we like visitors to come from Asia to visit us, driven by the whole magic of what we do, but also because the bear is available if they choose to buy it. So we limit quantities as tactfully as we can.
There must have been counterfeits, right?
Oh, the counterfeit industry is large. We acknowledge that, and we take legal action where we think it's appropriate. But some of the counterfeits, most of the counterfeits are horrible. And the public very quickly learn what's good and what's not good. There are some terrible counterfeit beers popping up in Russia, of all places.
Russia.
And they're coming out of China into Russia. They're coming across the borders, and they look awful, smell awful, and the poor old Russians, of course, think they're Bobby. it's not. That's not, in fact, correct.
A while back, I heard that there was like a shipment of fake lavender bears, which were contaminated with moths and weevils.
Oh, that came out of a company in Brisbane. Yes, again, that doesn't bother us. I'm upset for the poor people that want to buy them, but in reality, the fake bears are full of problems from fragrance or from other manufacturing issues. And look, it's buyer beware. If they want the real product, seek Bridgestone Estate and seek the authenticity that comes with it.
So you would say that, you know, the Chinese quarantine services banning Bobby for being a biosecurity threat hasn't really impacted business at all?
No, it's made him more attractive. No, it's
doing very, the exact opposite.
It's done the exact opposite. Oh no, that's been a very positive outcome, because it stifled the fake industry, which was huge.
And, you know, you mentioned about, you know, legal action. So was that just protecting intellectual property? Like, how did you go about doing that?
Oh, we have a team of lawyers in Melbourne, literally, who do nothing but overview our IP and protect our trademarks. And we're very aggressive in terms of pursuing Australian fake manufacturers, international fake manufacturers. We've got a record of success in that. So we've been very disciplined in that.
You know, after looking into the Chinese market, is there a particular market that you're hoping to expand into?
We want the global market. We're interested in tourism. That's our business. And really encouraging people to visit Tasmania and visit Bridgestone Estate is our challenge. It made a big impact on the way the North is seen now as a destination now, because of the phenomenon, the bell wave that's been created by our farm and the bear. And it's full of such positive things. It's tremendous.
And just one final question. People say that the 21st century is known as the Asian century.
Yes.
Speaking from your experience, what advice would you give to people who are actually looking into targeting the Asian market?
Well, just beware. The Asian market is a very diverse market. There's no single culture. I mean, you can't say China is China. China's not. China's a regional market, or a mass of regional markets. And you have to be very aware that the culture varies greatly across China, Hong Kong, Singapore. Cultures are immensely different, so you have to treat them, do your market research, and treat them all very individually and very carefully. Be careful of success. It can overwhelm you.
Managing Director of Bridgestone Lavender Estate there, Robert Ravens, speaking to Amy Tong about the success of his lavender farm and the power of Chinese social media. Tanya, are you going to buy your lavender bear, do you think?
No, but the next business I have, let me tell you, Rod, I'll be going out to social media out in China, because that's just phenomenal.
I think a lavender bear, that would be good, because if you slept with it, lavender's very calming and it's a good way to sleep, isn't it, with lavender?
Oh, lavender's awesome in terms of an essential oil and calming you down, but I don't know if I want to share my bed with a bear.
Don't you?